Hi, this is David. If you've ever thought about starting a small business, it seems like the to-do list is never-ending. But Shopify simplifies a lot of it. They're the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. And they are packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you. You'll easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify has world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory and international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. The little things in life are not to be dismissed. Every day is a little life, and our whole life is but a day repeated. Those who dare to lose a day are dangerously profligate. Those who dare to misspend a day are desperate. Springs are little things, but they are sources of large streams. Nails and pegs are little things, but they hold parts of large buildings together. Zeros and ones are little things, but without them, we would have no computers. A word, a look, a frown, all are little things, but powerful for good or evil. Little acts are the elements of true greatness. They raise life's value to its highest power. They are tests of character and indifference. They are the straws upon life's mysterious current, and show the current's way. The heart is found inside them. They move on the dial of responsibility. They indicate our destiny. They help to make the immortal woman and man. It matters not so much where we are as what we are. It is seldom that acts of moral heroism are called for. Rather, the real heroism of life is to do all its little duties promptly and faithfully. There are no such things as trifles in the biography of an individual. Drops make up the sea. Acorns cover the earth with oaks. Sands make up the bar in the harbor's mouth. And little things in youth accumulate into character with age and destiny in eternity. Few cannot be a great river, bearing great vessels of blessings to the world. You can be a little spring by the wayside of life, singing merrily all day and all night, and giving a cup of cold water to every weary, thirsty person who passes by. Life is made up of little things. Those who travel over continent must go step by step. Those who write books must do it sentence by sentence. Those who learn a science must master it fact by fact, and principle after principle. What is the happiness of our life made up of? Little courtesies, little kindnesses, pleasant words, genial smiles, a friendly letter, good wishes and good deeds. One in a million, once in a lifetime, may do a heroic action, but the little things that make up our life come every day and every hour. If we make the little events of life beautiful and good, then our whole life is full of beauty and goodness. There is nothing too little for humankind. It is by studying little things that we attain the great art of having as little mystery and as much happiness as is possible. Remember that a very little thing often makes all the difference. Is it not strange that, in the face of these facts, we will neglect the details, that many people consider such small details beneath them, and when they hear of success of a business person, who is perhaps more solid than brilliant, they say sneeringly that he or she is simply great in little things. Is it not the little things that, in the aggregate, make up whatever is great? Is it not the countless grains of sand that make the beach, the trees that form the forest, the successive strata of rock that compose the mountains, the myriads of almost imperceptible stars that whiten the heavens with the Milky Way? So it is with character, fortune, and all the concerns of life. The little things combined form all that is great and majestic. It is the minutes wasted that wound the hours and mar the day. It is the pennies neglected that squander the dollars. And yet the majority of people disdain the little things. It is apt to be thought indicative of a narrow mind and a petty spirit to be scrupulous about such matters. Yet the little things are the source of not only our greatness, but also our destruction. In habits, in manners, in business, we have only to watch the little things, and all will become clear. The smallest leak overlooked may sink a ship. The smallest tendency to evil thinking or evil doing, left unguarded, may wreck a character and a life. No ridicule should dissuade us from looking after the trifles. The greatest and best of people have not been above caring for the little things, some of which have to do with every hour and every purpose of our lives. Discoveries are made mostly through little things. The art of printing owes its origin to letters carved on the bark of a beech tree, a slight matter which thousands had passed over with neglect. Gunpowder was discovered from the falling of a spark on some material mixed in a mortar. The marvelous results of the steam engine can all be attributed to one individual who observed steam issuing from a bottle placed casually close to a fire. He plunged the bottle's neck into cold water and was intelligent enough to notice the instantaneous rush which ensued from this simple condensing apparatus. Electricity was discovered by a person observing that a piece of rubbed glass or some similar substance attracted small bits of paper. Pendulum clocks were invented by Galileo, observing the lamp in a church swinging to and fro. The telescope we owe to the children of a spectacle maker, who place several pairs of spectacles in a row, so as to look through them at a distant object. Careful attention and painstaking industry always mark the true worker. The greatest men and women are not those who, quote, despise the day of small things, but those who improve it the most carefully. Michelangelo was one day explaining to a visitor at his studio what he had been doing with the statue since his previous visit. I have retouched this part, polished that, softened this feature, brought out the muscle, given some expression to this lip, and more energy to that limb. But these are trifles, remarked the visitor. It may be so, replied Michelangelo, but recollect that trifles make perfection, and perfection is no trifle. So it was also said of Nicolas Poisson, the painter, that the rule of his conduct was that whatever is worth doing at all is worth doing well. And when asked late in life by what means he had gained so high a reputation among the painters of Italy, he emphatically answered, "Because I have neglected nothing." Many of the most distinguished names in the world's history labored for decades to finally attract the admiring notice of humankind. But their star will never die. Their works, their influence on the age in which they lived, will perpetuate to remote generations. This should be encouragement to all those who are dutifully plodding along, for their time may come. It is the intelligent eye of the careful observer which gives apparently trivial phenomena their value. So trifling a matter as the sight of seaweed floating past his ship enabled Columbus to quell the mutiny which rose among his sailors at not discovering land, and to assure them that the eagerly sought new world was not far off. It is the close observation of the little things, which is the secret of success in business, in art, in science, and in every pursuit in life. Human knowledge is but an accumulation of small facts, made by successive generations of people. The little bits of knowledge and experience are carefully treasured up and grow at length into a mighty pyramid. Though many of these facts and observations seemed at first to have but slight significance, they are all found to have their eventful uses and to fit into their proper places. Even many speculations, seemingly remote, turn out to be the basis of results that are eminently practical and useful. Had not mathematicians toiled for so long over the abstract relations of lines and surfaces, it is probable that but few of our mechanical inventions would have seen the light. When Benjamin Franklin made his discovery of the identity of lightning and electricity, it was sneered at, and many people asked, "Of what use is it?" To which his apt reply was, "What is the use of a child? Then it may become a man or a woman." When Galvani discovered that a frog legs twitched when placed in contact with different metals, it could scarcely have been imagined that so apparently insignificant a fact could lead to important results. Yet therein lay the germ of the electric telegraph, the first technology to bind the intelligence of continents together and, quote, put a girdle round the globe. So remember this: there is nothing so small that it should remain forgotten, and no fact, however trivial, that may not prove useful in some way or other, if carefully interpreted. Pay attention to the little things, and the great things will surely follow.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.